A handful of federal agencies are making a lot of mistakes when it comes to processing their employees' retirement applications before sending them to the Office of Personnel Management. Now the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is concerned. It wants the Government Accountability Office to study how agencies and OPM process a retirement claim more quickly. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me with which agencies are the biggest culprits. And Nicole, who is messing up here?
So the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is especially concerned about four agencies, and they are the Social Security Administration, Interior Department, Agriculture Department, and the VA.
So if you add those all up, there's 190,000 at Social Security. I don't know how many at Interior, 50, 60. Agriculture, 100. VA, 350,000. That's well over 500,000 people.
Well,
that all of whom might retire someday.
Right, right.
Okay.
And so to get to some of the numbers, Social Security, 15% of 124 cases in September had a mistake. Now, that might not seem too bad at first, but they've had a bad couple of months here. So 6 months ago, 30% of SSA cases had some sort of a problem, and that is quite a bit. At the VA, 20% of 357 cases had errors. Interior, 18% of 51 cases. And at Agriculture, 23% of 92 cases last month. This all comes from OPM's monthly retirement report.
So scores of people getting affected month after month by these errors, if you add it all up. What kinds of errors are the agencies tending to make?
So, right, we should be clear. These are mistakes that happen at the agency level before they go to the Office of Personnel Management. So I spoke with Jeff Neal, who knows a lot about this. He's a senior vice president for ICF International and a former chief human capital officer for the Homeland Security Department. And he says there's quite a few places where things could go wrong. The big one is in calculating your annuity. It's based on a variety of different factors, and there's several things that could complicate this. So you could be a part-time worker, a temporary, a seasonal employee for either your entire federal career or just part of your federal career. You could have military service that complicates things. Veterans' preference impacts your annual leave and service calculation. Switching status from a career to a political appointee can make a difference. And then just other different kinds of errors. You might just miss getting a signature that you need on this form, or another element could be missing from your application. Some errors are probably just human errors, carelessness, people make mistakes. Neal says some agencies are probably just better at doing this than others. They might have better trained retirement services staff, or some people are just more detail-oriented than others, and that's really what this process requires. And it doesn't help that there is no single federal human resources system where all of this info sits. Agencies have to pass an employee's info from one system to another to get these applications out the door, and then it all goes to OPM, which, as we all know, that process is still done through paper. And we know that OPM has been trying to modernize its retirement system for decades, it seems, at this point, and it's tried and failed several different times.
So to the extent that you did not have a single career full-time with one agency, the more you deviate from that, the more complicated the whole thing becomes.
Exactly.
Do we know why some agencies have high error rates, and how come the others are doing so well?
That's pretty unclear, and that's ultimately one thing the GAO will look at. But when I talked to Neal, he had some pretty interesting speculations that I've been looking into since we last talked. So the agencies that are at the top of the list, they likely have more temporary or seasonal employees than some of these other agencies. That's certainly true at the Interior Department and the Social Security Administration. I spoke with the National Federation of Federal Employees, and a lot of its members work at the Forest Service or Bureau of Land Management, other components in Interior that have a lot of temporary employees. And Neffy mentioned a specific story of one former Forest Service employee who had trouble buying back time as a temporary worker when he wanted to retire. And as we've heard, having that service distinction might complicate your case a little bit more. Neal called these employment characteristics that might be unique to specific agencies. But then, if you look at the Treasury Department, that includes the IRS, and that also hires a lot of temporary employees. But Treasury was just 1% above the government-wide overall error average of 13%. Neal suggested another scenario, veterans' preference. That might make a difference. VA hires a lot of veterans. Maybe that's one of the big reasons why they're at the top of this list. But then if you look at DOD, which also hires a lot, if not more, veterans, its error rate was at 16%, which isn't too bad for such a large agency. So it's really tough to say. I got an email from a reader, and he started off as a part-time janitor for VA to get him through school. He served in the Marines. Then he went to a handful of other different agencies. And he says he's been proactive about checking his records at each agency. One agency is already fixing an error that he found ahead of time. He'll retire in about 3 years or so. And he's doing all of this because one of the top experts on retirement services at his current agency is going to retire herself next year. And he says it takes a long time for someone to develop true expertise in this field, and there's just not a lot of people who have that right now.
They might hire him back to take in that slot afterwards.
Maybe.
And we should also point out FEMA is another one with a large number of temporary workers in the aftermath of disasters. I was talking with Joe Nimick, the deputy administrator at FEMA, and he said the ideal situation is someone who's part-time, say, at the fire service, you know, for interior, and part-time with FEMA. If it adds up to full-time, then he's happy. Anyhow, what is OPM's response to all of this?
So OPM spokesman Sam Schumach told me that the agency appreciates the interest in the topic and is going to work with GAO to find other ways that it can improve. But one point that I want to mention here is that OPM gets a lot of blame for a lot of the problems with the retirement system. I spoke with NARF, and they confirmed that a lot of their members don't know why their claims get delayed. Once it kind of goes into the pipeline, they're not really sure where it is. And if it's the agency's fault or OPM's fault, they really don't know. They just assume that it is a problem with OPM.
But it could be garbage in, garbage out syndrome.
Exactly. And want to be clear, look at some of the numbers for the past year. The backlog, the processing times have gotten better at OPM slightly. We know that the backlog goes up and down every few months or so. And OPM says it tries to bring on more people for some of those busy months if they have the budget, specifically January, February, that time frame. NARF also told me it's seen OPM processing get better. The backlog as of last month was a little over 15,000 claims. It processed 77% of claims within 60 days or less in September. And that's still off from the agency's goal of processing 90% of claims within 60 days or less, and getting that backlog to its steady state, which OPM has said is about 13,000 claims.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to read Nicole's story online now at federalnewsradio.com.